The following is an address by Bicknell Young, a teacher of Christian Science. The title of the address is The Christ Consciousness, Handling Aggressive Mental Suggestion. When Mr. Kimball came on the platform the first day, at the time when I studied with him, he said something like this, quote, "If I seem to manifest any physical discord," and he seemed to, "it is because many persons believe I am in error." Close quote. He said that many persons had wanted to be in class and had not been permitted, and they believed him to be in great error. Would that mean that what those persons were believing had produced the physical discord? No, but it did seem that the belief entertained by a great many people seemingly was disturbing his thinking, until his disturbed thinking about what they were thinking was objectified as physical discord. What needed to be treated? Their belief, or anybody's belief that he was in error? He was not in error, and he did not believe he was. You would have denied that belief and seen that it was untrue. Would that have been sufficient? No, but the beliefs that were being entertained by a great many people that he was in error claimed that they could disturb or harass him or make him believe in what they were thinking, in order that what he believed about what they believed might be objectified as discord in his physical body. What needed to be treated? Not simply that he was in error, but the claim that the belief that he was in error could disturb or harass him, or make him believe in what they were thinking, or fear what they were doing, or in any way hinder him or affect his thinking. This was the claim, that what they were thinking could have some effect upon him, and thereby his own thinking could be externalized on his physical body in some discordant phenomena. The claim, what he thought about what they thought, was the only claim to be healed. Now this is what we call malpractice. The malpractice could affect him only as his own thinking, but in no other way. Then what was he to do? His work was to maintain his own thinking, the Christ consciousness, undisturbed and uninfluenced by the thoughts of others that were arguing to him about what others were doing or thinking. Paul said, quote, "None of these things move me," close quote. Even if the whole world believed him in error, this malpractice, these aggressive mental suggestions about him, could not make him think erroneously and so produce so-called physical ills and so make him seem to believe in error. These aggressive mental suggestions could not do a thing to his Christ consciousness. Knowing this, the physical discords vanished quickly. This is the work of every Christian Scientist to do for himself and for his patients, and to help his patients to do for themselves. There is no other way under heaven whereby we can be protected from malpractice except by the Christian Science method. by maintaining the Christ consciousness that cannot be mesmerized by aggressive mental suggestions. Suppose a great many persons, all the world, believed in heart trouble. What would need to be treated? It would not be sufficient simply to treat or deny that one had heart trouble, but that the claim that what others believed about him could disturb and harass and mesmerize him into believing he had heart trouble, until what he thought about it objectified itself as seeming heart trouble. Quote, "It can't be done," close quote, is the treatment. There never could be a false claim objectified if we did not fear it. Has all the world's materia medica belief in heart trouble tried to mesmerize you into believing you have heart trouble or some other trouble? Then, not the belief that you have heart trouble, but the claim that you could be mesmerized by the whole world's materia medica belief in heart trouble must be treated. Then it is evident to you that mesmerism or hypnotism is always the actual claim to be treated. The mesmerism or hypnotism of what others think, claiming to mesmerize you to think what they think. The claim is that you can be mesmerized by some distressing suggestion or fear or worry until you actually feel the distress, and so seem to have some kind of physical trouble or some other kind of trouble. Now, materia medica admitted long ago that such suggestions could be externalized as every kind of physical trouble, and that is what it is doing today. That is all there is to physical discord. There is no physical disease, but only so many kinds of mesmerism or mesmeric states. And because disease is not physical, but mental in its nature and origin, our diagnosis must be mental in our method of treating it. Mrs. Eddy tells us not to give disease a name. You are disobedient to the revelation if you give disease a name. Diagnose metaphysically, but never give a name that materia medica would. It is not enough to declare that the distressing suggestions or fears are false, and to maintain the truth about that, unless your realization, your vision of truth and love, is so complete as to heal with any reasoning sufficient to wipe out and melt away the manifestation. You know the belief is false, even if you seem to believe it, for divine science has revealed its falsity. Therefore, the important thing for you to do is to discern and declare that you, the Christ consciousness, cannot be mesmerized by the suggestions, and so made to believe and objectify materia medica suggestions or any kind of false suggestions. Declare it, and declare it until you know it and feel it, that you cannot be mesmerized by aggressive mental suggestions, by false theology, jealousy, criticism, fear, etc. Knowing this keeps you from seeming to be influenced by errors' ways of thinking. It is when you are not knowing that you cannot be so mesmerized that you are most liable to be. Mesmerism is not power. There is no mesmeric power, no magnetic power. These aggressive mental suggestions are not power. The Christ consciousness does not give them power. They have no intelligence, are not mind, and therefore they cannot act as mind or cause, or be objectified as effect. They have no substance wherewith to act upon the Christ consciousness. They have no law or principle to support them, to enforce them, and therefore they cannot function as law. But the Christ consciousness is law to the aggressive mental suggestion. Aggressive mental suggestions have no ability to function. They do not function at all. Treat aggressive mental suggestions by knowing aggressive mental suggestions have no channel or avenue and cannot find or reach me through any avenue within the radius of my thinking by mesmerizing others with aggressive suggestions about me. Evil cannot make an avenue of me whereby to reach others through aggressive mental suggestions, mesmerizing me about others, and so tempt them to be mesmerized by aggressive mental suggestions. They cannot mesmerize the Christ consciousness. My consciousness cannot obscure it, nor rule, nor ruin, nor dull, nor dim its perceptions. Cannot take possession of my thinking, obsess, persecute, or torment it, make my consciousness fear death or love death, or in any way make it believe in death at all, or believe in any of its so-called forms or phenomena, whereby to make it respond to aggressive mental suggestions, and thereby objectify them as human discord. Aggressive mental suggestions cannot parade as Christian scientists and cannot make me believe that they can. The Christ consciousness does not respond to aggressive mental suggestions. Quote, it can't be done, close quote. They are not divine possibilities. Declare this treatment until you know it is true, and then you will never be tempted again to believe that you do not know how to handle aggressive mental suggestions. They can't do a thing. They simply can't mesmerize the Christ consciousness. This form of treatment controls sin, sickness, and death on the basis of spirituality, as Mrs. Eddy says Christ Jesus did. It will bring out a greater unfoldment, for an aggressive mental suggestion is all there is to anything of that nature.